Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle, and it's November 7th, 2011. And I am going to be talking about what's going on in the sky now and how it may be showing certain things that are going on here on Earth to December 2011, so we know what to look forward to or look ahead to. As I, the old phrase goes, as above, so below. So with that being said, we're going to look first at where we are now in time. And some of you may be feeling as though there's a lot of things you really want to get done, like there's a crackling kind of energy happening, and that's, we have Mercury and Venus in the signs of Sagittarius and Mars in Leo right now. So that's a lot of fire energy coupled with the Scorpio Sun, which is very juicy and always wanting to. Scorpio energy is very much about doing something as long as it takes. So with the fire, it's really incendiary. And part of that, though, has to be tempered because of other things that are in the sky right now. And one of the most specific ones is, well, actually, there's several things. I've talked about when the moon is in a cardinal sign, as it is in today, Aries, it causes it hits those different points in the sky where we have cardinal planets right now. Uranus is in the sign of Aries. Uranus is the planet that's all about change and electric energy and the unexpected. Then it goes to Pluto, which is still in early degrees Capricorn, and Pluto is about transformation, letting go, things that where we get a sense of that we must surrender and power struggles. And then it finally moves on into a confrontation, opposition actually in the case of Aries, but all the cardinal signs of Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn will be in a dance with these three planets, Uranus, Pluto, and finally Saturn, as the moon is in that sign. So anytime the moon is in cardinal signs, we are, it's like we're up, you know, we're up. We have to deal with whatever it is that's kind of forcing or pushing or stagnating. We're feeling like it's on. We have to be alert at that time. And it's not the easiest time at all, by any sense of the word. And those of us who have strong cardinal planets in our horoscope feel this more acutely than others. The other thing that is, and that just kind of continues as the months go on, because Pluto and Uranus are more slow-moving planets, so it's not going away fast. The other thing, though, that's happening this week is on November 9th, Neptune goes direct. The time it actually goes direct is 1:55 p.m. ET. And always with planets, when they're retrograde, there's more of an, we enter into a more interior life of that planet's energy. So things go sort of reflective or internal or slower moving. This is very interesting in regard to the planet Neptune, because Neptune's all about denial, going within in a spiritual capacity, getting into your intuition, how we're all connected in that big universal unconscious, certainly the arts, where they all spring from, channeling. So when that planet that has to do with basically the parts that are more under, like how we're all interwoven and connected anyway, when that's been retrograde, it can be for many people a very confusing time. It can be a time when a lot of things are forgotten or things just don't seem to be coming together, or where their way of getting deeply within to something almost feels as though they can't quite get in as deep as they would like. So when Neptune goes direct, we actually have more of the ability, especially again, depending on your own personal horoscope, but more of the ability to get in touch with that internal creative life, because it's now direct. It's now going like full throttle the way it actually does. So it's almost as though when you're thinking in terms of the planet that symbolizes the creative process and how one gets in touch with their spirit guides or their intuition or trusting their gut or anything that has to do with a less conscious way of being. When it goes direct, you're allowed to do that sort of in full stroke. Whereas when it's retrograde, you may question more why certain things are done. You may, when it comes to a sense of feeling victimized, that may be so under the surface you don't even know that that's what you're feeling. Or if one is in a habit of denial, when Neptune is retrograde, it's almost as though, well, certain things can be more revealed, or denial isn't even discussed. It's just as though it doesn't even exist. When it goes direct, we can get more in touch with things that are nebulous, if that makes any sense at all. So, on the 9th, depending on your natural orientation to life, if you're a person who is very naturally kind of an instinctual person, a psychic person, a creative person, or a person who feels like she's floating around he's floating around in a denial cloud a lot, you may feel that once it kicks in, that you're more in the realm that feels familiar than you have been feeling for the past several months. We will see, especially in the case of the news, certain subjects go underground again, ones that have been more out front and being discussed, where we'll see that they kind of slip under the surface again. And especially things that have to do with issues we want to pay more attention to. So if you're involved in things that have to do with awareness of water or human rights, then once Neptune goes direct, you're much more able to get your message across to the people who want to hear it, and much less able to get it across to the people who are very, very accomplished at denying it's even an issue. So always with Neptune, what's core is to get yourself in line with the spiritual center. Because if you're in line with that, then the outside reality has less and less of an effect on you. So as we move along, the Taurus full moon occurs on the 10th. And I talked about this last month, so I'm not going to go into it too heavily right now. But again, it's the full moon in Taurus, so it's very much about celebration of our Earth, our planet, and the relationship we have with it. Full moons are always about the relationship piece. So the moon is in Taurus and the sun is in Scorpio. And this is very regenerative energy because Scorpio is the planet, the sign that has to do with the cycle. So the issues around Scorpio do have to do with birth, with death, with transformation, with any kind of shape-shifting, recycling, regeneration. With Taurus, it's an energy that's more about what grows and comes and is part of the earth. It's less changeable than Scorpio, although it does have that change component to it, because it's when things are really flowering or in spring, and when they're kind of lush and full, and yet always when something is in bloom, there's that shadow, because we know it is not eternal. The other things about Taurus that are more solid and tangible are things that have to do with the precious commodities, or the real things that we value. But even so, those are things that they may exist with a timeless quality to them, but the owners will inevitably be moving on. So always with Taurus, we sense the shadow of Scorpio. And with when we have full moons, it's about reflecting and being in relationship with the two sides, the polarities. One does not exist without the other. And the Taurus-Scorpio axis is about your possessions, your relationship with your possessions, how you create wealth and income for yourself, and the relationship you have with someone else to do with that piece of it, either in an investment or a sharing strategy, or inheritance, that's the other part of it. There's many facets to how other people's money can be involved with you. So it's a time to reflect on that and look at your standing in it. So I'm still just scanning ahead the month of November. Once again, we're in this place where we can feel this kind of, like this engine rumbling inside, and a sense of really wanting to move forward, but a bit of a pulling back. And I do want to talk a little briefly about 11-11-11, which a lot of people are using as this magical date. And I love it in a certain way, because 11 is a master number. It's about someone who has that vibration that's very much about educating and connecting and being a leader in a capacity that has to do with higher knowledge. So 11-11-11 brings up that whole like triple master number sequence. Honestly, I don't know what that really means. I'm not someone who has channeled it as being a number that's significant in some way. From a numerological perspective, I don't know that 11-11-11 really has the connection to it that a lot of people have been captured by, simply because, yes, it is 11-11-11, but it's also 2011, so that 2 throws off the actual beauty of the numerology, which is 3 times 11, which is a 33. Which is a number that has to do with Christ imagery, and it's a very sacred number, a very special number. So I would just say that whatever you do, one friend's flying to Sedona, there are people involved in drumming circles. Personally, I'm probably going to do a little ritual altar work with my daughter because it's right after the full moon. It's a wonderful time to reflect and be open to wherever and whatever is coming next, especially when we get into 3:10 p.m. Eastern Time that day. The moon enters the sign of Gemini, and earlier that day, actually, things might be a little rocky because there's just some challenging aspects there. So, but once we get into the moon in Gemini, people, I think, are much more convivial. It can be a very celebratory and party atmosphere, and a lot of lovely connections can occur. So I'm wishing everyone a beautiful day wherever they are, and to really open up into whatever good vibrations are bouncing around due to the charge of 3 times 11, which has to be a good thing, in my opinion, whatever the foundation for the mythology behind it may be. And continuing to move into November, the other thing is we do get that solar eclipse towards the end of the month, which is also on the day that Mercury goes retrograde. Is that right? No, Mercury goes retrograde the day before, right, Thanksgiving Day. That should be a little confusing if you have to travel anywhere. So give yourself extra time. Just keep it all in mind that it's going to be a positive day and all will be well. And right, it goes from a Scorpio moon into a Sagittarius moon, which holidays sometimes with Scorpio moons can be a little very charged and intense. It all depends on the relationship you have with your family and the people you are with. But if your intention is to make deep connections, then that is indeed what may happen. Also, there's, especially once the moon goes into Sagittarius later in the evening, you want to drink plenty of water and avoid overindulgence because it's just better for you. And the 25th is the Sagittarius new moon, which is also the solar eclipse, so the day after Thanksgiving. And that new moon in Sagittarius is conjuring up and prodding all those parts of yourself that look for a more global or a more enlightened way of being, and just be aware that it's a great opportunity for people to really look into what their sense of faith and their belief systems are. I recently saw a note, Gwyneth Paltrow put her face and name next to a quote that said, religion is the cause of all the problems of the world. And I have heard phrases like that before. I don't personally agree with it. I do agree that people who have a religious point of view that excludes or disrespects other people's belief system, yeah, they can be, that could cause a lot of the world problems. But I don't, I don't know if I'd go so far to say that religion is the cause of all the problems of the world. I think tunnel vision is, and whatever you may call it, that's pretty much what it comes down to. And I guess I just went into that place again with Neptune being direct and thinking of this whole build-up and what's occurring is, it is very important at this time to get comfortable with what you believe in. I also think that a lot of the problems in the world are caused when people don't have or don't stand by a strong belief system, that they allow themselves to be cowed or led away from what they feel is morally right, and that having a strong sense of what is right and what is wrong is a very grounding compass for people. And right now, with so much cardinal action in the sky, it's almost as though it's forcing us to say, well, what do you believe in anyway? What's important to you? What matters? Where do you stand? And those are things that, as we go on through this particular holiday season, may be called to even more importance than they have been in quite some time. So, December 2011, big month. Lots going on. We still have cardinal sign moons that occur, and when they occur, we're still going to get that friction happening by the cardinal cross, cardinal catalyst in the sky. So keep alert when you get the printout where you see that there's an Aries moon or a Capricorn moon, a Cancer moon, a Libra moon, because those are going to be days where you may experience more confrontation or more demands than you do when the moon is void of course all day, because we still have those long void of course days, because the outer planets are not in late degrees of signs. So since they're all in early degrees of signs at this point, once, except for Neptune, actually, that's still in Aquarius, late Aquarius, but for the cardinal signs and for the mutable signs, when the moon is in those signs, eventually it'll be like a whole void of course day, which when the moon is void of course, it doesn't make any other aspects to another planet. So there's this sense of us that feels a bit disengaged. And that doesn't mean it's a totally unproductive day, but you have to choose what it is that you're going to work on or focus on. I mean, for some people, they can channel it into creative activity, which is fabulous. For other people, it can be about moving or getting rid of something or making decisions with things that have been hard for you to make decisions before because you're just too emotionally attached. Now, you don't want to make any decisions about something that's going to really have a detrimental or long-term effect if you didn't consider it too well, because you do have to obviously make considered judgments on certain things, like did you marry this person or did you take this job? Those things you just don't want to do with a void of course moon. But if you are trying to decide, should I keep this sweater? I haven't worn it in 5 years. Perfect time when the moon's void of course. So look for those. The other thing about December is we skirt around in the beginning of the month with some of the things that I just talked about occurring. Then, once we get to the full moon, it's a lunar eclipse on the 10th. And this is a strong day for many things that have to do with where you're, you know, where you put your day-to-day energy and why you put it there. Because the other thing that's occurring on the 10th is that Uranus goes direct. Now, Uranus is the planet that has to do with change, disruption, the unexpected, revolution. It's where Uranus is in your horoscope is your point of genius in the horoscope. So, when it goes direct, things get very hot, very fast. I mean, light bulbs can literally pop. You can have the sense that something's just come in out of nowhere. And depending on your horoscope, it could be a time when you're very restless and you're having trouble sleeping because there's just a lot of electric energy buzzing around. So that coupled with the Gemini full moon is pretty darn charged because Gemini is an air sign. It's conversational. It's one of the signs we connect with computer life or correspondence. So it is essential that any message, communication, correspondence you need to have with someone that day is conveyed in a way that is very clear, very cogent, very easy for them to understand, and that you go over it a couple of times to make sure that you've said it the way you want to. That being said, a lot of things are going to happen very quickly, so it may not always be easy for you to edit and monitor it in the way I've just said. But it's important for you to just try to keep that in mind as you go through this particular day because so much can happen so very quickly that the more of us who are aware and watching the consequences of what we say and do, as much as we are engaged in present activity, that's going to have the longer term effect. So people who aren't really thinking, they're just reacting, that's when disruptions that occur can have much longer staying power. So when disruptions out of the blue, things happen, it's important to work on maintaining your center so that you don't get swept up into whatever the new action is, unless it's an action that you know is where you want to go. You know because you have reflected on it before it's even happened. So, in other words, it's not a day to suddenly say, yeah, I want to do that, when you never thought about doing it before. It's more a day of bringing into your reality something that you've been wanting to do and you never knew how to begin doing it before. Let's see, just a quick scan. Right, the following day is another, like, one of these challenging cardinal moon days. Moon is in Cancer, so it's a bit awkward, and keeping in mind why you're in a relationship you're in without getting too caught up in whatever the scrappy stuff is, keeping in mind the big picture keeps you able to keep going on with it. So after this, tension does start to subside once we get into the 12th and things start to quiet down a bit. They get much more comfortable around the 13th. Mercury turns direct this day, and so even though there's a bit of disruptive energy going on, the sense of wanting to kind of quiet down and be with people who you're most friendly and familiar with increases, and also optimism really starts to come forward more, and a sense of what you could do. You still may be feeling limited in how you want to move it forward. I mean, there are good days and days that aren't so good. And the first few days after this particular new moon are a bit on the rocky side. And it's not until the 16th, Friday the 16th, and Saturday that we start to see a couple of days in a row when it really is a good time to strike out, begin something, call attention to yourself, call people onto your side to project and get something done. It's very, very powerful for that.